Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, and talk to you about getting what you don't deserve. Here we go, Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Knowing a little bit about some of the words the New Testament was written with can increase our understanding of what God is trying to tell us in His Word. A good example is the Greek word charis, which is almost always translated grace. In a spiritual sense, many people don't know what grace truly is. But when we use the word in a non-religious way, we're often getting at the heart of its real meaning. When someone in the ancient world said that a dancer moved with charis, they meant the same thing that we mean when we say that they moved with grace or they were graceful. Charis in the ancient world was used of something that caused you joy or that pleased you. It was associated with what was good and beautiful in the world. It was used for gifts that were given freely out of love and a spirit of giving, not out of giving out of debt or obligation. Simply put, charis describes an attitude of favor and goodwill that expresses itself in action, and it finds its motivation in the giver, not in the receiver. Salvation is the free gift of God, given out of a motive that comes from Him, not from us. We see that this salvation is God's gracious gift. As it says in Romans chapter 5, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Again, that's Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. We stand in God's favor and acceptance because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. We serve Him out of gratitude, not to earn His love. In ancient Greek, charis was one of the great words, but it was never assumed that charis was something, it was always assumed that charis was something for your friends and never for your enemies. This is what Kenneth Wiest, a famous commentator, says about this word charis. It signified in classical authors a favor done out of the spontaneous generosity of the heart without any expectation or return. Of course, this favor was always done to one's friend, never to an enemy. But when charis comes into the New Testament, it takes an infinite leap forward. For the favor God did at Calvary was for those who hated Him. God has many gifts for you, beginning with the gift of salvation. All of the gifts have one thing in common. They are gifts none of us deserve. It isn't our place to earn them. It is our place to humbly receive them and then to serve God out of gratitude. This is why James 4:6 says that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Do you feel that God is resisting you? Then put away your pride and humbly receive. Then you will receive all the charis, the freely given love and favor, God's grace that you could ever want. Why not receive God's grace today?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.